today on Life Talk.
Some of you have got a vision. It's starting out small. Some of you see something for your life and it's starting out small. Some of you have had a door open and it's starting out small. My experience has been that God will do something and he'll start it in seed form. And when you step out in faith on what he tells you and what he shows you, then God causes that thing to grow.
Welcome to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. Whether you find yourself in a good place, maybe in a difficult place, or possibly even in a very lonely place, let me encourage you that you've come to the right place. Now, if you're not able to stick around with us for all of today's program, you can always listen to it right from our website, lifetalkradio.us. You may have been listening to the program for a while, or possibly just tuned in. Well, I want you to know that we do this for you. With a world that is searching and coming up empty, it's nice to know you can land on this message of hope and truth, something we all need to hear. So let's jump right in with today's program. Here's Pastor Jeff to tell us more about the message here on Life Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's edition of Life Talk. Today marks our third and final message in our series on the Kingdom of Heaven. We've been studying three of Jesus' parables describing something unique about the Kingdom of Heaven, how it's recognized, how it comes under attack. And today we're going to see that it always begins small. In fact, in today's parable, Jesus compares the Kingdom of Heaven to a tiny mustard seed, the smallest of all seeds, yet it grows into something magnificent. I can't wait to dive into this powerful word, so grab your Bible and follow along as I share part two of the message, Good Things Start Small, from the last in our series on the Kingdom of Heaven. Today I want to talk to you about parables, two of them, in Matthew 13, because here's what you notice in Matthew 13. Jesus taught these parables in couplets, that is, he would teach two in a row about the same theme. He would teach two parables in a row on the same subject. And so he got the message over by repetition. And so we looked at the parable of the sower, parable of the sower that went out to sow, and then the wheat and the weeds. But it's the same theme. Now today we're going to look at two more. And I'm just calling this message, Good Things Start Small. And we're going to read in Matthew 13, 31, and we're going to look at two more parables that Jesus taught in a couplet to bring over the same kind of truth. And here it is. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. And though it's the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it's the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree so that the birds come and perch in its branches. Parable number two, he told them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast or leaven, that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough. Now I want to open those two parables up to us today because they are rich. Amen? Now, he's comparing the growth of the church both externally and internally. The mustard seed has to do with the external growth of the church. The leaven has to do with the internal growth of the kingdom of God in your heart and mind. The mustard seed comes up and it grows and it becomes large where everybody that looks at it can see it. In other words, it's external. It's a growth you see with your natural eye. The leaven represents the internal growth of the kingdom of God. The leaven is placed inside the dough. The kingdom of God is placed inside of you. You're the dough. And he's showing us how God has commanded and decreed that the church is going to grow no matter what the devil does. The church is going to grow no matter what Satan brings against it. The church is going to grow externally and it's going to grow internally. It's going to grow outside and it's going to grow within. The mustard seed, that's the first one. Jesus said, you want to know what the kingdom of heaven is like? Because folks, you do know that we have changed kingdoms. There is no kingdom without a king. And before we were saved, we were in the kingdom of Satan. And our kingdom was dark, and the king was Satan. But then, thank God, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And God reached down, and he plucked me out of darkness
and out of the kingdom of darkness and out of the kingdom of Satan, and he put me into the kingdom of God's dear son. So I not only change kingdoms, but I change kings. Amen? Now my king is King Jesus. And King Jesus rules over his kingdom, and it's called a kingdom of light. It's called the kingdom of God. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God. He was always talking about the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, saying it's like this, it's like that. You want to know what the kingdom is like that now you're a part of? Let me tell you the way it grows. Let me tell you what it looks like. Let me tell you what it produces. Let me tell you what the characteristics of it are. And today he's telling us how the kingdom grows. The kingdom of heaven grows like this. It grows numerically, quantitatively, like a mustard seed. Now, the mustard seed is about the external growth of the church. Everybody say, we're going to keep on growing. Jesus said the external growth of the church would start small, just like a mustard seed. Have you ever noticed that what God does, it always starts small? It starts with a seed. You have been born again by the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Now, he said, it's going to grow like a mustard tree. Now, Jesus knew that a mustard seed is so small that if you were holding one in your hand and dropped it on the ground, you may not be able to find it. Everybody say, that's small. Say, that's really small. Now, did Jesus know that? Oh, yes. That's why he used this. He said, the kingdom of heaven starts that small, like a mustard seed. That's how it starts in you, just like that. An inconspicuous little seed, and you can hardly see it. It looks like pepper. It's so small. And Jesus said, it's hard to imagine the potential that is locked up in that seed. But you know, a whole forest began with one acorn. And the kingdom of God begins with a seed this big. The incorruptible seed of the Word of God is sown into your heart. And when it begins, it's small like that mustard seed. Yet even though the mustard seed is one of the smallest of all seeds, it grows into a plant that can reach 10 to 15 feet high. That little bitty seed became that great big tree. Jesus said, that's the church. That's the church. He said, that's how the church starts, and that's what the church ends up looking like. Amen? A great big, and it says, the birds of the air come and land in its branch. In other words, the church is going to give comfort and refuge to people everywhere. Can we give the Lord praise for the power of a seed? So the Lord is telling us that no matter how defeated or frail or shaky the church may look at times, it's going to flourish just like that mustard tree. And the devil can't stop it, and flesh can't stop it, and circumstances can't stop it. It's going to keep right on growing numerically, quantitatively, until you can't count the number of people that are in it. Heaven is going to be so loaded with so many people. And I think one of the shocks of heaven is going to be who ends up being there and who ends up not being there. From a very small beginning, the kingdom of God continued and has continued to grow and is now spread over the entire earth. One author, I had to read this to you, describes Christianity's growth like this. It was a religion which seemed at first so feeble and so helpless and so powerless that it could not live. Its first founder was one who was poor in this world and ended his life by dying the death of a criminal on a cross. Its first preachers were a few fishermen and publicans who were most of them unlearned and ignorant men. Its first starting point was a despicable corner of the earth called Judea, a petty province of mighty Rome. Its first movements brought down on its followers persecution from all quarters. If ever there was a religion which was a little grain of seed at its beginning, that religion was Christianity. But the progress of the gospel after the seed was once cast into the earth was great and steady and continuous. The grain of mustard seed grew into a great tree. In spite of persecution and opposition and violence, Christianity gradually spread and increased. Year after year, its adherents became more numerous. Year after year, idolatry withered away before it. City after city and country after country received the new faith. Church after church was formed in almost every quarter of the world. Preacher after preacher rose up, and missionary after missionary came forward to fill the place of those who had died. And in a few hundred years, the religion of the despised Nazarene had overrun the civilized world. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, that when it is sown, it becomes a great tree, spreading over the entire earth. And I read this week that I think there's something like 8 billion Christians on this planet. 8 billion Christians started with 2. Amen. Give God praise. The kingdom of God will continue to grow because John the Revelator was shown the future. He was shown the end of time. He was shown when Jesus comes back and wraps up everything we now know and see. John the Revelator said, "I saw a great multitude. No one could count. From every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, a great multitude that you could not even count, and it began with 2. Say with me, despise not a small beginning. Some of you have got a vision. It's starting out small. Some of you see something for your life and it's starting out small. Somebody, you've had a door open and it's starting out small. My experience has been that God will do something and he'll start it in seed form. And when you step out in faith on what he tells you and what he shows you, then God causes that thing to grow.
Before Pastor Jeff comes back to wrap things up for us today, I'd like to share a couple of important things with you. Let me encourage you to take a minute and check out our website, lifetalkradio.us. You'll find today's program right there in the listen page, along with all of Pastor Jeff's messages. There's also a link to a complete station list that shows all of the stations Life Talk is on across the country, so you can let your friends and family know how they can listen to Life Talk as well. There's also a partner link for you to be able to support this program with your generous gifts. So check it out, lifetalkradio.us. Thanks so much for your heart of generosity. We truly appreciate it. And Pastor Jeff's back now for the conclusion of today's program.
We started out in radio, for instance, years ago on one station, just one station. And we faithfully preached and taught the Word of God on that one station here in Dallas, Fort Worth. And then we got a call, "Would you like to go on a network?" And then I said, "Well, what network?" And they said, "Calvary Network." And I said, "Well, how can we do that?" And they said, "Well, here's how you can do it." And before I knew it, that one little seed radio station mushroomed until suddenly we're on a network talking to all kinds of people throughout the country. And then we got another call. "Would you like to go on another network?" And, "Well, how can we do that?" "Well, here's how you do it." And God made it possible and we did it. And suddenly we were on more. And that little seed radio station grew to more and more. And last week at National Religious Broadcasters Conference, we sat down with a man who's the president of Christian Satellite Network. And I thought we were just going to get a little 60-second spot somewhere on CSN. And before I know it, he's saying, "Would you like a drive time Monday through Friday where you're reaching the entire nation every day for 30 minutes? 2.5 hours a week?" And I said, "I don't know how we can do that." And before I knew it, God had made it possible to do it. Let me put it this way. Drive time is the best times to catch people in traffic where they're sitting there and can't go anywhere. And we're going to be on in every time zone all the way across the United States of America. God took us, the little seed, Turning Point Church, the one radio station Turning Point Church broadcast from, and God then has mushroomed it now where we're going to be on in every time zone in a national platform reaching tens of thousands of people every single week. Everybody give God praise. What starts small. Yeah, what starts small. So I told Cindy, "Isn't it cool that what I'm going to preach today is going to go to the entire nation?" And let me tell you something, folks. Jeff Wickwire is nothing, but the Jesus I preach is everything. And we're going to take Jesus Christ to the United States of America. And you know what the Holy Ghost said to me? the Holy Spirit told me when I was praying about this, he said, there'll be much more. There's going to be much more. See, my vision is first you, this church, seeing you built up in the faith. But I've always known God called us to take the word to the world. And folks, Turning Point Church, all of us together as a team, we're going to do it. We're going to take the word of God as it is to men as they are. We're not going to dilute it. We're not going to pollute it. We're not going to water it down. We're not going to apologize for it. We're going to take the word of God to the United States of America. Amen? Come on, give him praise today. Jesus did that. Everybody say Jesus did that. Because I was as shocked as my producer was when we walked away. He said, Jeff, I can't believe they offered that to you. There's a waiting list for that. This is rare. And I said, no, it's favor. Because here's what they said to me. They said, we don't want fluff. And that's why we're offering you this spot. We want word preachers. We don't want fluff. We want the word. And so that's why we're asking you to take this slot. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, sown tiny, but it grows mighty. But then he said, let me give you another parable about what the kingdom of heaven is like. And I'm going to talk to you now about not the external growth, but the internal growth. And this has to do with you, and it has to do with me. Jesus said, to what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It's like leaven that a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour until the whole thing was leavened. Now, I'm not a cook. I've never made bread. I had to read about it. But here's what I know leaven is. Leaven is a substance placed in dough that causes it to expand or rise. And it eventually permeates the entire loaf of bread. Now follow Jesus' teaching here. That little bit of leaven, when you put it in that dough, doesn't look like much, and you got mainly dough. But over time in the oven, that little bit of leaven permeates through the whole loaf, transforms the whole loaf. And Jesus said, the kingdom is the leaven and you're the dough. And I'm putting heaven's leaven in you. And when heaven's leaven gets in you, it's going to eventually permeate your whole life. It's going to change every bit of you. It's going to change every aspect of you. It's going to touch every point in your life, financially, morally, ethically, character, direction, motivation, vision. It's going to eventually work its way into every nook and cranny of your being. That's what the kingdom of heaven is like. Now we're talking about qualitative growth, quality growth, how the kingdom of heaven grows in you. Another definition of leaven is this: a pervasive influence that transforms something for the better. The idea in Jesus' mind is that a little bit of heaven's leaven is eventually going to permeate the entire person until you are totally and completely transformed. In Mark 4:27, Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like somebody that goes out and scatters seed, and then they go to sleep and get up and go to sleep and get up. And the seed sprouts and grows, they know not how. He's saying, this is the way it's going to be when heaven's leaven gets inside of you. And heaven's leaven is the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, and a new person that the Spirit of God creates in you, a new nature. Heaven's leaven is when the Spirit of God comes to live inside of you, and when the Word of God is working in you, and when God gives you that new nature. He said, once the heaven's leaven, the kingdom of God by the Holy Spirit invades your life and begins to live inside of you, it's that little bit of leaven, and it's eventually going to permeate and transform the entire person. Amen. I want you to say, I'm going to maybe do a song. Heaven's leaven is working in me. Heaven's leaven. Everybody say heaven's leaven. Now let me say it again. When you get saved, you are saved by the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. And so it's a seed. But as soon as you're saved, the Holy Ghost comes to live inside of you. Now you've got heaven living inside of you. You've got heaven's leaven starting to work inside of you. It won't be overnight. It takes a lifetime. He takes over your life bit by bit, like the children of Israel took over the promised land, city by city, town by town. God said, I can't give it to you all at once. He told them this. I can't give you every city all at once. You couldn't handle it. But I'm going to give it to you bit by bit, town by town, city by city. So that's the way heaven's leaven works in you and me. He comes into our heart. We are a brand new person. We are born again on the inside. But then heaven's leaven begins to work inside of us. And it goes kind of like this. Once saved, the leaven of heaven is now mixed in with the dough of your character in life. You're the dough. The Spirit of God is the leaven. And that's where the transformation begins. Little by little, heaven's leaven will influence your conscience, your affections, your thoughts, your will, until the whole person is affected by its power. New desires begin to appear. New desires. Suddenly you want to do things you never even thought about before. And you no longer want to do things you always thought about before. Because new desires are now being birthed in you. The desire to pray. The desire to begin reading the Bible. The desire to go to church and be around God's people. You begin to be leavened with new desires. I don't know about you, but I believe one of the real evidences of somebody truly saved is God changes their desires. Suddenly, I want to read that Bible. Suddenly, I want to take in the Word of God. Suddenly, I've got an appetite to hear the Word of God taught. Suddenly, I want to worship the Lord. Suddenly, I want to do what pleases Him. Suddenly, my desires are changing. What's going on? Heaven's leaven is working in you. Amen. A new love for people appears. You used to hate people, but now a new love for people appears. And along with that peace of mind, and along with that joy, love, joy, peace, a new world view begins to take shape. You start looking at the world differently. It's not a world that evolved in evolution, but it's a world that was created by the hand of God. It is God's gift, God's mighty creation. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows His handiwork. Day to day they utter speech. Night after night they show forth knowledge. There is no voice nor language where their voice is not heard. It's God's world, not evolution's world. I'm God's creation, not evolution's creation. My whole world view begins to change as heaven's leaven takes over. Amen. Along with this comes a growing distaste for evil habits and bad companions. Suddenly the people you used to run with, the way they talk and things they do are too much for you. You've got to find new friends. The things we used to love now repulse us. And the things we never thought about doing now appeal to us. The leaven is working its way through our soul and our lifestyle. Day by day, week by week, month by month, the leaven of heaven is transforming me, making me, shaping me more into the presence and likeness of Jesus Christ. In some people, it's quicker than in others, but I'm telling you that if heaven's leaven gets into you, the transformation is going to happen. It's going to take shape. How many of you can say, I can tell in my own life, heaven's leaven is working in me? Amen? Come on, everybody. The message here is that if you're a true child of God, you can't stop the growth of the kingdom externally or internally. Externally, it's going to keep on growing, and internally in you, God has decreed you're going to be transformed into the likeness of Jesus Christ because nobody can stop the power of heaven's leaven working in you. Amen. As long as you abide in Him, stay in His Word, submit your life to His Lordship, it's an ironclad promise. Heaven's leaven will eventually transform your whole life. How many of you can say, I'm not what I'm going to be, but I guarantee you I'm not what I used to be? Amen. Now, we ought to be able to say 6 months from now, I'm further along than I was back then on that Sunday. He talked about heaven's leaven. Because every single day, the power of God, it is God that works in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. I want you to say with me, it's God working in me. Both to will and to do of His good pleasure.
Thanks for tuning in today to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. With the busy schedule everyone has these days, it means the world to us that you would take this time to listen. Let us know how it has touched your heart by calling us at 877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877 877-884-3111. 877-884-3111. You can connect with us at our website, lifetalkradio.us. Also, did you know that Life Talk is on hundreds of stations all across the country? You may have family or friends who would love to know how they could listen to the program as well. There's a comprehensive station list at our website where they can see how to find the program in their area. Finally, Life Talk is a daily program, but also has daily cost. And being a listener-supported program means we rely on the financial partnership of our listeners, which means you. Maybe you've given to this ministry before, or have waited for the right time. Well, we believe that these timely messages with Pastor Jeff are making a difference in your life. So this is how you can make a difference to ours. You can contribute by giving us a call at 877-884-3111 or at our website, lifetalkradio.us. Your partnership with this program through your generous giving is always needed and very appreciated. So thank you for your very generous gifts. It truly means so much to us. God bless, and thanks for listening to Life Talk.